on today's KHSU Magazine, we have guests from the Indigenous Knowledge Speaker Series. They're focusing on community well-being and healing, and they have events coming up on Fridays, February 23rd and March 27th at 1 o'clock in the HSU Campus Native Forum. Today in the studio, we have Virgil Moorhead. He's the Behavioral Health Director at Two Feathers Native American Family Services and a member of the Big Lagoon Rancheria and Yurok and Talawa tribes. And Sasheen Raymond is from the HSU Social Work Department, and she's Hoopa and Yurok. And on the phone, we have University of Michigan's Dr. Joseph Gaughan, who will be discussing rethinking mental health services for American Indian communities, post-colonial perspectives and possibilities on March 27th. Thank you so much, everyone, for being on the KHSU Magazine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks. Glad you're there, Dr. Gaughan. So can you tell us about this Indigenous Knowledge Community Wellbeing and Healing series that you have that just actually started February 16th and runs through March 27th and what your goals are for this speaker series?
Yes. So it initially started through a collaboration between Two Feathers Native American Family Services and the Humboldt State Masters in Social Work, which has an indigenous and rural emphasis. And so we thought it would be great to bring some of the outstanding and really innovative top of their game scholars in indigenous mental health and public health. And so that's what we have with this speaker series. And the goal is really to help go deeper about what it means to be well in an indigenous community, what it means to heal in an indigenous community, and really, I think, rethink mental health as we know it. And so raising the consciousness of people in our community in Humboldt and Del Norte County around indigenous mental health is really the goal. And I think that we have some of the speakers that are going to help us do that and have a great dialogue and great discussion about what indigenous mental health is.
And I think for us as a department, it's so nice because we have the emphasis to really bring in these experts and kind of get to look at their research and what they've worked on throughout their careers and utilize that in the classroom and curriculum and then take that out with the students that we produce, and then they're going to be working in our communities. So it's wonderful to have these resources.
And Dr. Gaughan, you're with the University of Michigan, and you've been an expert in American Indian psychology and mental health and working in this field for over 20 years. Can you tell us, when you're rethinking mental health services for American Indian communities, what are your thoughts on that? Like, how can things be changed and to be more beneficial?
Well, right. Well, thanks, Claire, for having me today, and hello to my colleagues on the broadcast there. I'm been at this for a while, as you say, and what's interesting to me is when I entered graduate school to become a psychologist to do work that would be helpful to Native American communities, what I quickly learned was that the training I was receiving in my schooling didn't necessarily fit so well with the kinds of problems and the kinds of solutions that my own community and other Native communities could have benefited from. Specifically, I came to recognize what I refer to as a post-colonial predicament that faced mental health service providers in Indian country. And post-colonial means after colonization. And the predicament that I'm referring to is the fact that, on the one hand, our communities have documented disparities or inequities in mental health problems, like suicide, like trauma and its aftermath, and like addiction problems. And so you might think that, oh, well, we just need more services than the limited number that are available. But it turns out that even more of those services may not be all that we need, because as I've heard throughout my career from people in tribal communities, the services that are on offer do not necessarily fit with the cultural sensibilities and orientations of at least some of our tribal members. And so what we need to think about is what alternatives can we come up with that may not partake in the exact same assumptions or orientations that, say, psychotherapy trades in. How would we develop something that looks a little different that might fit community members better?
Well, and Dr. Gunn, what have you found that works in tribal communities that isn't commonly practiced outside of tribal communities?
Yeah, so one set of things that I think is promising is to look back to some of our traditional practices, many of which had therapeutic components to them. So, as you know, Dr. Moorhead is working with a grant he recently received to revitalize the stick game and the flower dance with his own people as a way of preventing health problems. Similarly, when I did work with the addiction treatment program at the Blackfeet Nation in Montana, I really tried to enter into a process where we were collaborative partners and could come up together with what an alternative to treatment as usual might be for people with substance abuse problems. And as soon as we started to involve other members of the community in this development phase, what they had in mind was really different than addiction treatment as usual, which was different than psychotherapy or different than the kinds of psychosocial treatments that are typically offered. They decided that what would be most beneficial or therapeutic for their own people would be a culture camp that could be held particularly in the summer months, where people with these kinds of problems could be immersed in cultural ways of life that harken back to their own ancestors prior to the reservation era. And so we developed a program around this in which they were able to participate in this culture camp, and it was something that was very, very meaningful to everyone who was involved.
So something I've heard of was Gabor Mate, who came to speak here a few years ago. He says that the opposite of addiction is not sobriety, it's connection. So, I mean, I'm sure it varies in different scenarios, but we're hearing also after another school shooting that that there's kind of a breakdown in society and breakdown in culture, and it seems like that's some of the things that you all are addressing and thinking about is way to connect with culture and roots. Virgil or Sasheen, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I think one important point around what Indigenous mental health looks like and the approaches is the shift from the individual, which the dominant sort of biomedical model of within psychiatry and psychology is a very much emphasis on intrapsychic factors within the person and on the individual. And so to speak to your point, I think that the approach within Native communities and I think all communities has to be more social, more at those systemic structural issues in improving the community. And so with this speaker series and with Two Feathers and the collaboration with social work, we're hoping to strengthen the community and work collaboratively so that we can build a stronger, healthier, more critical community. And then in doing that, there's going to be healthier individuals. Well, that's a shift from the sort of dominant biomedical model that's trained or that is saturated and that clinical psychologists or psychiatrists are taught in doctoral programs and master's programs.
What is the biomedical model, just for any of those of us who don't know what that is?
It's the reigning way that healthcare is delivered in our society today. It usually involves highly trained, licensed, credentialed clinicians who use the best technologies available to reach patients, usually one by one by one, to, as Virgil said, alter aspects of those patients to restore them to health. And so it's kind of technology and science-based. It seeks to treat individuals, and it tries to rehabilitate individuals back into the existing social system. And part of what Virgil is emphasizing is that it's really individualist, which is not so fitting with many tribal communities, but also it's trying to rehabilitate people to get back into, the modern way of life, what some people call the rat race. And, a lot of Native communities have been affected by the history of colonization and entrenched poverty and disrupted social and cultural life ways, such that the kind of disorder that needs to be treated is not a mental health problem so much as a broad set of social conditions that are in need of transformation themselves.
So, Sasheen, you're with the Humboldt State University Social Work Department, and you all actually have a program that's directed towards Native American communities. Can you tell us how this this mental health focus fits in with the HSU Social Work Department's plans and collaboration with Two Feathers?
Certainly. So it's really important to us to constantly, you know, improve the way that we teach our students and work with them in order to produce people that are really going out and helping communities. So our emphasis with the rural Indigenous really makes us look at our communities that we're working with and ask them what they need, not assume what they need. And for me, it's really important because a lot of these communities are my own communities. So when we have wonderful opportunities like to partner with Two Feathers and to have the speaker series, it's really helping us look at things from a different perspective and really provide training for our students that are outside of what Virgil was talking about, the just mainstream way that we treat people, instead of treating them with like they have a problem, as opposed to looking at what the constraints are around them, which is kind of what social work does. Not necessarily you're the problem, but there's issues around you, and how can we fix those to make it better for you?
Well, yeah, and society is the problem sometimes, you know, and the systems are their problem too, and the assumption that that there's one way to be or to work with someone to help them heal is that's a, you know, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, right. And then also it's really nice because we do have an online program for both bachelor's and master's level students. So they aren't necessarily able to be on campus, but we're able to film and Zoom them in. So they're still getting their resources as well. And so we're reaching throughout the United States really with our demographic of students.
Well, that's great. So we only have about a minute and a half left. So can each one of you just take a moment, 30 seconds or so, to just to communicate whatever you feel needs to get out there for people who are listening, who may be social workers or psychologists or people who are seeking some healing and community well-being? Dr. Joe Gahn, would you like to go first since you're on the phone here? You can't see us all looking at each other.
Yeah, sure. Well, I would just want an audience to understand that tribal communities are sovereign nations that exercise their own political powers to self-determine what they want to do in their communities. And as a function of that, it's really up to tribal communities to decide for themselves the directions they want to take, the kinds of services they want to offer, what shape they should take. I just want to add, too, that it makes opportunity for innovations that often aren't possible in other kinds of mental health services, where they're controlled by big bureaucratic healthcare systems. Tribal governments can try new things or try things differently than they otherwise would by virtue of having that degree of autonomy that most communities do not have.
Yeah, that's great. And a different perspective, too, right?
Yeah, I would just like to add that, like, I am under the belief that the current system, our current U.S. society needs to be fixed, needs to be improved. And really to make changes, you have to understand how the system works. So you have to understand in order to make changes. And so I believe that Dr. Bonnie Durand and Dr. Joseph Gahn are two of the leaders in our field that is really going to give us the insight, help to give us the insight, and to raise our consciousness to make, or at least go at making those changes within this county, within our communities up here, that we have eight federally recognized tribes. And this is, some consider this the heart of Indian country in California. And so this is an excellent opportunity to start to understand the mental health, public health system in order to change it so that it's more beneficial for our communities, and not just Native communities, but all of the people in Humboldt-Del Norte County.
Yeah, I agree. I think we really need to look at the system that we currently have in place and really just look at the infrastructure and make some serious changes, because it will benefit everybody, both Native and non-Native, looking from a more healing approach.
Right, right. Yeah, we can all learn. So So Bonnie Duran, who you mentioned, she's speaking this Friday, February 23rd from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Native American Forum on the HSU campus. This is free and open to the public. So if people want more information, they can go to the Humboldt Social Work Department. This one's a little bit complicated. Humboldt.edu/socialworks/announcements. And then Dr. Joseph Gahn will be speaking on Friday, March 27th from 1 to 3 p.m. Thank you so much, Virgil Moorhead, Sasheen Raymond, and Joseph Gahn for speaking with us today. And thanks for the work that you're doing.